Hello, and welcome to the No Work edition of Outside the Box. Today's topic is, why work? Last week, I talked about a proposal to reduce what would be considered full-time work to 25 or 30 hours per week. That could cut our unemployment rate from a devastating 10% to a much lower figure. Our economy could be saved from disaster. Whoopee! But maybe fine adjustments like cutting full-time work hours aren't a way to create a real functioning economy in our country. Maybe we need to cut away all the glitz of capitalism and all the other economic isms and go back to a much simpler economy. How about starting with the whole concept of work? Are work, jobs, employment, really the basis for an economy? Maybe, or maybe not. Let's imagine two hunter-gatherers coming from their indigenous society to ours and looking at our economy. Here's how their conversation might go. Hunter-gatherer number one. Wow, those people work way too much every day. They go and make stuff just because they have to. They act like there's no choice. If they don't work, they suffer and die. Hunter-gatherer number two. It's not like us. When we need food, we find it. But otherwise, we know how to enjoy life. Hunter-gatherer number one. They talk about what they call work or wage labor. Everybody has to have what they call a job. They make or do the same thing over and over again, day after day. I don't think they need very many of what they make, but they keep on making them. Hunter-gatherer number two. I wouldn't want to spend my time doing things I didn't want to do. What they do sounds boring and a waste of time. They think this is how they fill up their lives, but we know they don't have to do that. Number one. It looks like slavery to me. There's usually someone else telling them to work, what to do, how to do it. They seem miserable, but when there's no work, they're even more miserable. They hate work, and they hate not working. Go figure. Number two, I saw a few who don't work all the time. They seem to be on their own schedule, like us. I wish there were more of those. But even those usually make things for others, not for themselves. Number one, their lives are way out of balance. Almost all they do is sleep, eat, and especially work. When do they have any time for fun, for relaxing with friends and others in the village? They seem addicted to or dumbed down by this thing called work, so all they know how to do is one or two things. Number two, I sure would feel bored, tired, and humiliated if I had to live that way. Number one, I hope they get out of their rut they call work. Seems to me it's just destroying their lives. What are we here on Earth for? Not to make stuff we don't need. That's for sure. What's your attitude toward work? How much do you work every day? And for what purpose? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you'll take a little time off to consider what work is really for, if you have enough free time to think about it.